Now, I'm joined in the studio by Paul Salmon, Managing Director of Elan Fire and Security Group. Elan is an independent family-run business with over 20 years' experience in the electronic fire and security industry, and it's based in Essex and London with customers all over the UK. And now, we often think it will never happen to me. Unfortunately, life is not like that, and the harsh reality is you, your family and staff and your property are at risk, and you should be taking preventative actions to minimise the danger.
It is true. There's so many people getting broken into at the moment. Unfortunately, the poor police are overstretched. There's not enough of them on the streets as it is. Burglars know that if someone does break in somewhere, the police generally aren't going to attend within 10 minutes, 20 minutes. It may be a few hours, a few days later sometimes. It's shocking, unfortunately.
Your company is going from strength to strength. It's a family-run business. You've done lots of work in Billericay and Barleylands as well.
We have, yeah. But this year has been absolutely crazy. Since we last saw each other last year, it's been a crazy year. Throughout the summer, we did Billericay High Street. All the CCTV was upgraded. Lake Meadows as well over there. We did some work for Barleylands and stuff over there as well. So it's been a busy year, taking us right away through the summer. Many a suntan up in our cherry picker, up in the air,
For people at home, it's coming up to Christmas, and it is a time when you've got your presents, people might be able to see them through the windows, all sorts of things, and we do get a little bit slack by leaving windows open we think people can't get into, or we haven't got proper locks on patio doors, French doors, things like that. And you do not only, massive big companies and the big plush houses that we can all dream of, like the one I live in, security access, we'll talk about that in a while, but you do the average person's
property as well. We do small properties, we do flats and all that sort of stuff, and the normal 2-3 bedroom terraced houses and stuff like that. We've got lots of them all across London, Essex, Kent.
What do burglars look for with houses? Because there's some houses they just go, won't touch that.
Yep.
But I'm going to go for this house. What is it?
Every year we see the same thing. People like yourself and myself, we're buying presents starting sort of July, August, September, buying presents to get everything ready for December. Burglars know, unfortunately, that there's going to be loads and loads of presents in people's houses, whether it's you've got the tree up or not. There's going to be a load of presents in there ready for Christmas, and unfortunately, when they do break in, they get stolen. Lighting's a good deterrent on a timer in your house.
Is that actually inside, not on the outside?
Both, really. Both. You can have security lights outside, so when someone's walking up to your door, the lights come on, and also lighting inside if you've got table lamps and stuff like that. A lot of people now are going for the app-controlled lights, so you can have lights that turn on and off automatically. They're not expensive anymore. Lamps that are turned on by a timer, they're even cheaper. Keeping your curtains closed, making sure there's no sort of things like shovels and spades and large rocks outside the rear patio doors and stuff, because every year I see the same. Burglars have walked over into someone's back garden, picked up the person's own spade or a big rock, and they've smashed the window. They're in and out of the house within a couple of minutes, and stuff's gone. It's the valuable jewellery and the sentimental stuff and stuff like that that's gone. So, and the presents.
Yes. I'm nodding here because says the person that had outside by the shed a set of ladders.
Yeah.
Which are now in the garage, but they were out there for months, and I thought, hold on a minute, I go to bed and sometimes, I don't want to give my secrets away, but I leave the bedroom window open during the summer, not now. But you just don't think.
People get so complacent. I've done it myself. I've done it myself. I've left ladders on my driveway and stuff like that, and I come home one day and I think, what have I just done? I've left someone a set of ladders that could actually get up to a back bedroom window or something that I've left open to let some air through.
Using my own
ladders.
That would not be good to be in the papers for that.
Exactly.
Paul.
Can you imagine?
No.
Everybody has different needs. Everybody's homes are laid out different and stuff. So most of the alarms that we install are audible. Most of them now, they're on an app on your phone, on your smartphone, Android, Apple, whatever you've got. So when the alarm goes off, you actually get a notification pop up on your phone, and it says your alarm's gone off, and it will tell you what detector's activated. It could be you've left your dog in the utility room or something like that. When it comes up utility room on your phone, you think, oh, the dog set the alarm off. So you can actually turn it off remotely. If it's gone off a bedroom window, then you know straight away something's not right. Everything's app controlled these days, and it's not expensive. So we're an NSI gold company, so we have the highest level of accreditation in the UK for installing security systems. So us as a gold installer, we can connect alarms to a monitoring station, and then the police can be called in the event that obviously there's a confirmed intruder in the property, so we're allowed to do that. But yeah, a lot of people just have the audible alarm, so it rings inside and outside, and then you get the notification on your phone. There's no ongoing charges for that, really, apart from a maintenance perspective. But with it connected to the police or through a monitoring station, there's ongoing costs on that. And unless your insurance is specifying it, a lot of people don't want to have that extra expense of the police. And as I've already said, the police, unfortunately, these days are so stretched. So not a lot I can do about
also
that.
Also, really good idea if you've got...
We've got customers that have got, they've got elderly parents or someone who is disabled, or and they have apps on their phone, so they have cameras inside the property as well as outside, and panic buttons as well around the property. So if someone falls over, an alarm is automatically sent, and they can look at the images on their phone or a PC or an iPad or whatever you've got. Just to see, and you can actually talk to the person as well. There's two-way audio built
into it. Is that with a thing?
Well.
Do they can have something?
You can
around
have a pendant
neck?
Around your neck. You can have a wristwatch. Yeah, there's tilt-over sensors that you can have as a wristwatch. So if someone does fall over and they're down for more than however long we program it, a minute or something like that, then it's an automatic alarm. Or you've got ones where you physically press the button. The system we've just put in down in Billericay High Street is a full high definition system, and yeah, it's caught a few people.
And obviously that can go straight to the police, and then they can do the stuff
for evidential purposes. Yeah, it's fantastic for that. So,
and do you do cameras as well for people's homes, front doors, they can do
there's products out on the market now which are a standalone thing. You screw on and you detect someone walking up to your front door. Unfortunately, in this industry, what we see is people don't generally go to your front door and ring on your door. They'll watch your property, see if there's any vehicles, and then they'll scope out the property. So, but for that sort of purpose, for a small house, when someone's going to go to your door and knock on the door, then yeah, there's products out there that do that. We don't do them. They're a DIY product, but there's lots of products on the market.
So if you want to get your house secure or your business, and you're in the local area, and don't forget, Paul's company deals with properties all over the UK. They've done some marvellous work, as you've just heard, on Billericay as well. So if you're out there planning to do anything on Billericay, I wouldn't bother if I were you. Because you will get called, because the cameras are that good, they'll be able to scope see your face straight away.
It happens so much, and that's one of our things on our website, on the Darker Nights promotion. One of the points on there we are putting, if you've got an alarm, make sure you are setting it of a night time. Downstairs, obviously, only. And perimeter protection, if you do have it, it is very important. Very important, because so many people get broken into while they're actually in the house, and they don't know.